Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can give for the wrong reasons. You see, people sometimes try to move God in their giving. You're not going to move God in your giving. Did you hear me? I'm going to try to make God do this with this big offering. Oh, no, 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 no. So none of that is going on. What is going on, you and I are seeking the Lord. Concerning His will, concerning His word, we're saying, Lord, show us so that we think like You do about these things. We see this the way You see it. And so when it comes offering time, not just in church, how many know you can give offerings outside of church? All of our offerings would be pleasing to You and acceptable to You, and our hearts would be right concerning this thing. Now in Genesis 8, we see the great flood has come and nobody survived. I mean, there was a lot of people on the planet by this time. A lot. How many? I don't know. A lot. But the only people that survived the flood was Noah and his wife and his children and their spouses and family. Eight people. Eight in the world. And God spared them because Noah had faith. And was right before God. And when the Lord told him, a flood is coming, prepare the ark, what did he do? He did what the Lord told him to do, which reveals faith. How many understand faith gets ready? Faith prepares. Doubt says, well, we'll just wait and see. No, faith gets ready. And so the flood came. Swept everybody, everything away except Noah, his family, and the animals. See, God told them about bringing the animals in. Why? Because you need the animals to start over. So actually Noah and his family and those animals are precious seed for the replenishment of the earth. What if something had happened to them? What if a disease had wiped Noah and his the other seven members of his family and those few animals in that boat out? That's it. So they are precious seed. Eight souls. And two of every kind of animals and fowl. And the Bible said in verse 15, Genesis 8:15, God spoke to Noah. And he said, go forth out of the ark. This is Genesis 8:16. You, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that's with you of all flesh, of fowl, cattle, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. I mean, that's what God told Adam and Eve in the beginning too, didn't he? Was Adam and Eve's seed? They were. Does God, everything He does is by seed. Seed time and sowing and harvest. Right? Is seed precious? Well, when you look at the results, where did the forest come from? The seed. Where did you come from? A seed. Was that seed precious? Are your finances affected by this? Does the material portion of your life, is it affected by seed? Is the seed precious? Now friend, this is important. This is so important this morning. We must begin to see the value of seed. We must begin to see the preciousness of seed. Now here he tells them, replenish, multiply, replenish. And verse 18, Noah went forth, his sons, his wife, his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, whatever creeped upon the earth after their kinds, they went forth out of the ark. And Noah, I mean, this is the first thing that happened. They've been shut up in this thing for all this time. Nobody left on the planet but them. They get out of the boat, the ark, and they look around. How would you feel? I said, how would you feel? There ain't nobody else on the planet but you, your wife, your boys, their wives, and these critters. How would you feel? Whole cities and nations and armies and forests and the life in jungles have been wiped out. The whole world. You've been spared. How would you feel? So what's the first thing he does? Are you with me now? What's the first thing he does? He builds him an altar. So what? For what? So he can bring some offerings. He built an altar to the Lord, not to his denomination, not to his church, not to his foundation. No, he built an altar to the Lord, and he took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I've done. While the earth remains. Oh, are you getting this? While the earth remains, is it still remaining? Then this is still central and basic. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. How many ate yesterday? You know why you ate? Seed time and harvest. You think you're going to eat today? You know why you will? Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Is day and night important?
Yes.
Yeah. Is seed time and harvest just as important?
Yes.
Yes. And in your life and in my life, how important it ought to be to us and how precious the seed should be to us. Now I want you to get this. How many animals are there on the planet right now? How many? Are they precious? And he takes a bunch of them and offers them up to the Lord. Several of them. Did the Lord say, whoa, 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 Noah? We don't have enough animals for you to be sacrificed. No, no, you can't afford to give them right now. Y'all don't have enough. I mean, if anybody would have thought their seed was scarce and they couldn't afford to give the replenishment of these species of animals on the planet, you talk about endangered species, all of them are endangered. Every one of them weren't down to 50. They were down to 2, but the clean ones were down to what? Was it 7, right? And see, that's one reason why he took 7 of them instead of just 2. So it'd have an offering. Prepared. God is Jehovah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead. Provides the supply. He knows what you need before you need it. If you listen to him and obey him. But now, do you see this, friend? How precious this seed was, and he offered these offerings. This is not an offering for sin. This is a thank offering. Can you see this? A whole burnt offering that these animals and their lifeblood, as precious as they were, consumed by the fire and basically went up in the smoke. And what did God say about it? He said, I don't care about this. This natural stuff's not important to me. Y'all don't have enough seed to sow. No. Men have said all this stuff. Never God. What did he do? He received it. He inhaled it. And he said, that's sweet. The smell of burning animal flesh? Nah. He's smelling something else. Isn't he? What's he smelling? So we're talking about, we're a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Did the smell of burnt animal flesh come all the way to heaven from off that altar? No. But the smell of what? Noah and his family's hearts, their gratitude, their love, they're standing out there, the only 8 human beings on the planet, spared because of God's mercy. The Bible said that is a type of us. They were saved through the water, and baptism is what that was typified of, and says now we're saved, just like they were saved. Hallelujah. Well, why shouldn't we come forward and say, Lord, thank you for saving us and bring our offering? We should. Now get this. Was he trying to pay the Lord for their deliverance? How could you? You don't bring an offering and try to pay the Lord for a healing. Or try to pay the Lord to save your loved ones. Or try to pay back the Lord. How could we ever pay him back? It's an insult to try. Did you hear me? No, we're not trying to pay the Lord or pay back or buy anything. No, you can't. What are we doing? We can, though, use the material thing as a point of contact where we release our faith and express our heart, our gratitude, our faith, our love, and this is what's supposed to be happening at every offering in church and out of church. And when it happens, God receives it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Precious Seed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102B. That's R1102B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.